Venezuelan socialists say no more elections after presidential sham. By Christian K. Caruso on November 25, 2024. Venezuelan Interior Minister Diosdado Cabello claimed over the weekend that the socialist regime will not allow new elections in Venezuela because, according to him, the opposition manipulates the results. Cabello, a long-suspected drug lord actively wanted by U.S. authorities on multiple narco-terrorism charges with a $10 million bounty to his name since 2020, made the assertion in remarks given at the opening of the World Congress of Anti-Fascist Youth and Students, an international far-left event organized by the ruling United Socialist Party of Venezuela, PSUV, in Caracas. Here there will not be an election anywhere because A. The opposition will manipulate it, they will change it, Cabello said. They manage the networks and information systems. They can enter any system at any time and it is a mechanism of domination that they are using. Cabello reportedly claimed during the event that the Venezuelan opposition technologically manipulated the results of the fraudulent July 28 presidential election. On that day, the Venezuelan regime held the sham election which socialist dictator Nicolás Maduro, who appeared 13 times on the ballot, claims he won. Maduro ran against a handful of hand-picked opposition rivals and 75-year-old former diplomat Edmundo González, the only genuine opposition candidate the socialist regime allowed to run. Venezuela's National Electoral Center, CNE, proclaimed Maduro the winner of the election hours later but refused to publish any voter data or documentation that could corroborate the claimed results, blaming the omission on a purported cyber attack on its website, which it has also offered no evidence of actually happening. The Venezuelan opposition immediately contested the results and published voter data obtained from local tallies nationwide on the day of the election that appeared to indicate González defeated Maduro in a landslide. Watch, billboard of Maduro set ablaze amid Venezuelan election protests. González, who fled Venezuela in late September and presently lives in exile in Spain, has been recognized as president-elect of Venezuela by several nations, including the United States after outgoing Secretary of State Antony Blinken identified him as such last week. According to Cabello, any election, anywhere in the world, is under threat of fraudulent technological intervention by those who have mastered digital information systems. Cabello further claimed that they are applying the same procedure that they applied in Venezuela to Mozambique after that country's opposition contested the results of the October election, where Daniel Chapo, of the decades-long ruling far-left Front for the Liberation of Mozambique Party, was declared the winner, leading to nationwide protests. The elections, someone clearly won and it was one person and he said, I won, and here are the, my numbers are here in the networks. Whoever wants to see them, let him see them, and they are self-proclaimed, Cabello said. The socialist minister told the participants of the regime's anti-fascist event, that is why you must maintain a direct, constant, brotherly relationship, because today, you are gathered here in Bolivar in Caracas. But in 40 years, you will be at the United Nations, trying to see if it becomes an organization that is in favor of world peace. Socialist dictator Nicolás Maduro appointed Cabello the regime's interior minister in August, putting him in charge of his regime's brutal crackdown campaign against dissidents and protesters of the dictator's highly fraudulent victory. Over the past weeks, Cabello has accused the United States and Spain of using their respective intelligence agencies to scheme against the Venezuelan regime, allegedly orchestrating assassination plots against Maduro and other high-ranking socialist officials or attempts to sabotage the country's state infrastructure. The Maduro regime arrested 7 American nationals, 4 in October and 3 in September, accused of participating in the purported murder plot and other plans. The Maduro regime has not publicly presented proof that can substantiate its accusations at press time. Maduro, whose current presidential term was also obtained in an election sham in 2018, is slated to begin another 6-year term on January 10, 2025, following his re-election in July. González has repeatedly claimed that he intends to return to Venezuela on that day to be sworn in as president but has not publicly given any further details on the matter. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.